We are in Hilchos Sukkah, Simin Tav Resh Lamed Aleph, the halacha of the Schach. We are up to Sivav. We'll be doing Sifim Vav through Ches. Konim Hayotzim Lachorei HaSukkah. You have reeds, say, for Schach, and they're sticking out past the wall of the Sukkah. Kagon Shachorei Dolphin Emtsoi, bolting Konim in HaSchach. For example, you have a three-walled Sukkah, and the middle wall, which is the end of the sukkah, you have reeds that are sticking out past it. V'yesh bem hechsher sukkah. And there's the shear in them of 7 by 7 tfachim, which is enough to make a sukkah. V'tzil sumerubim mechamsa. And there's more shade than sun. V'gimel defanos. And the other walls stick out past the sukkah, so that what you have in this area is three walls and schach, 7 by 7 tfachim. In other words, what you did was, you didn't just make a sukkah of three walls in the shape of a kaf, three sides. What you did was, you put a wall here, you put a wall here, and then the third wall is recessed, it's moved in, so that you have on the one side of the wall 7 by 7 tfachim, on the other side of the wall, you have lots of schach. So the halacha is that this area behind your sukkah, where you end up having three walls and schach, and it's 7 by 7 tvachim, is kosher. Afal pisha dofenem soy lo nase bishvilo. Even though it's obvious that this middle wall was not made for both sides, it was only made for the side of the sukkah that was really meant to be the sukkah. It just by coincidence, you moved it in a drop, so that the outside of it ends up being outside the sukkah, but has hechsher sukkah. So Mishnah Berurah says that what that means is, even if it's obvious that you just put the wall where you really wanted the sukkah to end, you moved it in like an amma or more, because you wanted the sukkah to end there, your sukkah was big enough for you already, nevertheless, the outer side of it, since the melet has hechsher sukkah, the halach is that that is kosher. Sif Zayin V'chein Hakonim haboltim in aschach litzad haporutz, three-walled sukkah. One of the walls continues longer than the rest of them, meaning you have three walls. You have a long wall and then two short walls, so that your sukkah now ends up having three walls till the end of it, and then the third wall continues way out of your sukkah. You have a third wall going out of your sukkah. Not only that, but the schach continues so long as that third wall continues. Kosher. Afal pisha osa dofin al hatzdodin yeser al zayin. Even though you made the other wall as long as you needed, meaning the wall that is parallel to this long one is more than 7 tvachim. See, had it been exactly 7 tfachim, so you would show that I really wanted to make a bigger sukkah, but I just had enough walls to do the bare minimum. But the wall opposite it, the wall parallel to it, is longer than 7 tfachim. So you show that the reason why you made it a certain size is because you really did want your sukkah to end there. Why did you extend the other wall? Because you had a long piece of wood and it kept going. And the schach keeps going too. V'havalon l'meinar ha'legila dato lasos kol ha'sukkah b'dfanos arukas. And the dofen echad shenimshach in akonim shel haschach eino min asuka elo bifnei atzmo omid. You show that I made the walls as long as I wanted them to, and if one of them is longer, it must be that that was an oversight or you had leftover wood. V'nimtza she'en lo elo dofen echad, so that I would say this is outside your sukkah. It has only one wall. Shu'a dofen animshach afilo achik she'era. I say that we extend the entire sukkah. So if I have a sukkah where on the open side there is a longer wall, as long as the schach continues, we say that that is all part of the sukkah. Sif Ches. Sichecha b'shpudin shehim psulin l'schach. Shehim psulin l'sachech b'hem. You went and you used shpudin, arrows or spears, that are puzzled to be misacha with. For example, they're metal. Vein behem dalid, none of them have four tfachim. The halach is schach puzzle puzzles bedalid in a sukkah gedola, so they're not four tfachim wide. Vein behem dalid b'makam echad, and you don't have four tfachim of them all together in a way that we would say this is four tefachim of collective schach, pasul, and pasuls. V'iniach ben shpud l'shpud kim lo shpud. And the distance between them is equal to the distance to the width of the shpud itself. V'nosen schach, some schach kosher. And you put schach kosher, they're pasul. Why? She'efshel l'tzamtzim she'imale kol ha'avir mischach kosher. That means if I have schach posel and airspace, and schach posel and airspace, schach posel and airspace, and the airspace is exactly the same width as the schach posel, if I fill the airspace with schach kosher, I'm bound to leave some of it open, and therefore I will not have a majority of schach kosher. V'nimtza posel merubas, so I'll have a majority of schach posel. Avlim hediv schach kosher ma'at al posel. What happens if I put it overlapping? It's actually covering some of the schach posel. So there I say, I could fill the entire airspace and it's kosher. Oh, imaya posel nitin shesi. Or the posel was in one direction. V'nosen ha-kosher erev, and the kosher you put in the other direction, so that it's definitely filling up all the space because it's covering even more than the area of the airspace. Oh, ibcha kosher. Sha'oz mismale kol ha-avir mischach kosher. Because then the entire avir is covered up by schach kosher. Says the Rama, v'dafka b'sukkah gdolah v'sukkah k'tanah tzarech lias min ha'shpudim pachas migimol b'makam echad. The halacha is in a schach, in a sukkah k'tana, which is only zayin al zayin, the halacha is that schach pasels with three tefachim, not just four. So there you'll have to make sure that you don't have three tefachim of schach pasels just sitting there and then add to it to call it a kosher sukkah.